Jim Trotter with the story. Here it is. Breaking: NFL owners will vote next week on a resolution that would improve a team's draft position if it hires a person of color as head coach or general manager. Per sources, currently there are only two black general managers and four head coaches of color, matching 17-year lows. 615-737-1045. Where are you on this?
Well, I have details on it. So let me go ahead and Pro Football Talk kind of broke down exactly, you know, where you get to improve in draft position. So this virtual meeting with the owners is on Tuesday. It's a pair of resolutions that will be presented. The first one removes the barrier that prevents assistants under contract with the team to interview for coordinator jobs with other teams, which I don't know about you, that should be done, right? The second one, this is what we're talking here. It allows teams to improve their draft position by hiring minority candidates. So if the team hires a minority coach, the next year's draft, they will move up six spots in the third round. If they hire a minority for their GM position, they move up 10 spots. If they do both, it's 16 spots that they move up in the draft. Also, some other interesting additions here. Team's fourth round pick would improve by five spots in that coach or GM's third year. So it's also adding in layers to reward longevity as well. If you hire a minority assistant as a quarterback's coach, you get a compensatory fourth round pick. If a minority assistant that you've hired then gets a coordinator job elsewhere, his old team will get a fifth round compensatory pick. So all of that is layered in to this resolution that the NFL is going to vote on Tuesday.
Okay. All of that's well and good. Clearly the numbers aren't probably where they need to be, right? There is an issue in the NFL in terms of minority hiring. But maybe I'm just in a puppy dog and rainbow world. Sports is what we go to for the ultimate in meritocracy, right? I mean, there are relationships involved. There is no doubt there are relationships involved in everything in life. But sports should be the ultimate meritocracy. If you're good, you get a job and you keep a job. If you win, you keep a job or get the next job. If you don't, you get fired. You know, the hope is that you live in that
which
world.
Happens often in the sports world.
Right.
What have you done clearly, for me lately? I don't care what you look like or what sex you are.
So clearly the NFL doesn't believe that we're there. I don't know. So they're going to force your hand to maybe look past a candidate or two or three and go with another guy. And they'll reward you with improved draft capital. 615-737-1045. What do you think?
Yeah, we want your take on it. You can also hit us on Twitter as well. I said at the end of the last hour, I think this is lazy by the NFL. Does more need to be done for minority coaching and GM candidates for them to be able to get experience to contend for those jobs? Absolutely. More needs to be done. I don't think this is the answer. I think it's a lazy move by the NFL. And honestly, I can sit here and make the argument. What about a woman then? What about hiring a woman in this position? Will you get a better draft position for that? Because how many women GMs or head coaches do we have in the NFL? It sounds ridiculous for me to say that, doesn't it? Oh, well, they don't have, you know, women don't have the experience. Exactly. That's where the NFL has to be better, is offering these opportunities. And that's, I mean, that's initially what the Rooney Rule was created for, right? Is to help offer these opportunities to fix a problem, to make it better. And clearly it's not working. So
Sam Wetzel with a great tweet. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so my take, it's lazy by the NFL instead of finding ways to get minorities experience, to get them in a position where they're ready for these jobs. I think it's lazy by the NFL to just sit here and be like, oh, okay, here you go. We'll improve your draft status. What?
I mean, is it simplistic just to say, find me the best candidate? Give me the best. Like, I'm not trying to lose here. I'm trying to win. Yeah. As a team owner and all of those things, or a general manager hiring a coach, I'm trying to win. So I want the best candidate. Dan Wetzel on Twitter, at first glance, so many odd elements to this. For instance, it punishes stability no matter what race the coach or GM is. Is it New England or Pittsburgh's fault that they don't hire new people every 2 years? Dan Wetzel cutting to it. That's a great response. Yeah. HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Jim Trotter with the story breaking. NFL owners will vote next week on a resolution that would improve a team's draft position if it hires a person of color as head coach or general manager, per sources. Currently, there are only two black general managers, four head coaches of color, matching a 17-year low. 615-737-1045. Give us your thoughts on that if you want to get in. We'd love to hear from you also on Twitter at 3HL1045. Ray on Twitter, black coaches don't need handouts. Race should not matter, but clearly it does. This is a guilt trip move. That's an interesting take. And again, you, the hope is that you live in a world where the best person gets the job, right? No matter what. And you know, sports is the ultimate meritocracy. We talk about that all the time. You play well, you play. If you win games, you keep coaching. You get that next best job. General managers need coaches that'll win, right? So theoretically, you would think that they would hire the best guy for the job, but clearly the numbers that are indicating that we have an issue with regard to the hiring practices on some level. So the NFL is doing what they want to try to do something about it. I don't know. 615-737-1045. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport with you. Let's go to Matt in Lebanon, who is next up on 3HL. Hey, Matt, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, man. You guys hit the nail on the head. I mean, it, the whole affirmative action being brought into the NFL as far as draft pick goes is ridiculous. You give the best person the job. It's just like a union, you know. I worked for a union in the past, and you could work your butt off and some lazy guy that's been there 10 years longer than you could get the position over yourself. It's just ridiculous. I don't see why, if I was a Latino, Hispanic, and came into the league and was given the opportunity, I think I would want to prove myself instead of just being handed something because of draft picks. The whole idea is just retarded. I mean, you've got the more black quarterbacks in the NFL now than ever. And, you know, that whole notion that, you know, race plays a role in any of sports to me is ridiculous.
All right, thanks. We don't need the R word to illustrate a point here. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045 on Twitter. Let's go to Rick in Hendersonville next up. Hey, Rick, what's up, man?
Yeah, I totally agree with the last caller, and I don't know how you're limiting a word.
Because he used the word retarded, which is
completely unacceptable for this forum.
Yeah. I don't even understand to do with his point and what he was saying. Like,
good Lord, I mean, have some compassion here. 615-737-1045. Let's try to get through a phone call. Ed in the borough is next up. Ed, what's up, man?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks.
Well, I really enjoy your show every day. And on this particular, you guys got some nerve jumping on this one, though. I mean, you know how this is going to come. And but there's one point I'd like to make. I'm sorry, you still there?
Yeah.
Yes,
we're
sir.
Still here. Go ahead.
Okay. I think one thing points is being overlooked, and is that what I've noticed is that there seldom does a person of color who gets a head coaching job gets a second chance if they aren't, like, ridiculously good. And I see it all the time on the other side. Now, I'm not going to get into how they should try and resolve the issue. I'll work on it, but they need to do something. And if I don't agree with the whole thing, I mean, maybe it gets changed again. But somehow, and one of you mentioned it, one of the guys mentioned the nerd relationship. I think that's key. But how do you fix that? You can't change that. Our society's a set up to change that.
Thank you very much for the call. You're completely right. There is an issue. If you have 30 white general managers and 2 black general managers, there is an issue there. But how do you go about doing it? I don't believe you go about doing it by rewarding draft picks or draft status. Is that really going to fix a big picture issue? I don't think so. Is that going to encourage the best guy to get the job? I don't know. What's the answer? I have no idea. But I think it is important, since this came up, to talk through this and to talk through every angle of this to kind of see what everybody's thinking on this deal. 615-737-1045 is the number, at 3HL1045 on Twitter. Jay in Nashville next up. Hey, Jay.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think the NFL is going about this in the wrong way, for sure. And I think everything in sports should be based on merit, just like you guys have been saying. And I know I'm being a little bit sarcastic here, but what if, a team hired a general manager that is of mixed race? Do they get half of that bump in the draft next year?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm not going to go down that path. I have no idea, but those are the kinds of questions they've opened themselves up to right there.
Yeah. Well,
as ridiculous of a question as that seems to be.
Well, and Smarted TV said, is that anyone, what qualifies as a person of color? I brought up, okay, if you're talking minority, what about women? So you're just addressing the racial part of it, but you're not going to address the, you know, female male part of a problem. I mean, the arguments can go on and on.
Yeah. And that's why I brought up women, before the top of the hour, because you were sitting there and Arab Americans, as Buck was sitting there and he mentioned there's one head coach of Arab descent. Everyone hates Chris on Twitter. I hate this new rule idea, at Brent Doherty, at Don Davenport TM, but I don't understand why Joe Judge gets a job before Eric Bieniemy. That's the problem. Sean on Twitter, there's 1,000% a problem with this, but punishing teams for having a white head coach is not the solution either. I couldn't begin to tell you what it is, but it is definitely not that. 615-737-1045 is the number. Let's go to Dave, who is in Bellevue, next up on 3HL. Hey, Dave, welcome in, man. Thanks for with us.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
First off, I want to say I hate this furlough business, because the three of you work off of each other so beautifully.
Thank you.
I agree with Buck that it's kind of insulting to people of color to get a token pick because, you know, the team's going to get draft picks and so forth. And I also agree very much with Don that the biggest problem is they're not going down to the lower parts of the coaching staff and training people and letting them work their way up.
And I brought that up because we have this conversation when you look at women's volleyball, right? Which I call for ESPN during the fall. Majority of women's volleyball coaches are males. There's a very few amount of female volleyball coaches. And so it brings up the conversation of where is the, you know, disconnect there? Where are the opportunities, that kind of thing. And I think that's a big part of it, is teaching and grooming and allowing minorities to have jobs and opportunities where they are preparing themselves for those bigger jobs, where they can walk into an interview when the time is right, the Rooney Rule does its job and they can walk in and legit be the best candidate for that position. That's where I think the NFL is missing the boat. What are they doing? What more can they do to prepare minorities for these jobs? Because sometimes it's hard. Look at being a female in sports broadcasting. Like nowadays, there is a legit amount of females that you can look up to and say, oh, okay, look, I can be that one day, right? Back in the day, there weren't a ton. Nowadays, there are a lot to where young women can look and say, I can be that. That's the point where you need to get to. And in order to do that, I think that you need to prepare minorities for these bigger positions in a better way than you are, so they can walk into that job and say, hey, look, I'm clearly the best person for the job. Give them the experience to get there.
NFL owners going to vote next week on a resolution that would improve a team's draft position. Donald, go back through that. What does that mean? If it hires a person of color as head coach or general manager, your thoughts, 615-737-1045. If you're on hold, stay there. Chris Lowe, in about 20 minutes, one line open, 615-737-1045.
I've been telling you about PAI for a long time, and it's the year 2020. So there's all this technology. Well, guess what? There's also hair technology. So if you're spending more time at home and maybe you pass by the mirror a little more often, maybe you're spending a little more time with your family. Maybe they've noticed there's a little less hair than there used to be, or a lot less hair. Well, guess what? You don't have to live like that. You can go to PAI. Look, men and women. We know hair loss affects men and women, too, for a variety of different reasons. Well, for all those reasons, there are a whole lot of different therapy options. In PAI, it starts with something as simple as just sitting under a laser light, literally sitting under a laser light to help your hair grow back, help strengthen the hair that you have. There's platelet-rich protein therapy, which is another one. And then there's, if you need a whole new head of hair, PAI can do that as well. They can do it all. You can go to WeGrowHair.com. You're at home a lot now. Why not watch some of their videos? WeGrowHair.com. There's a bunch of great videos that explain what they do. Then when you like what you see, just call Michael Ramsey and set something up. 615-376-6010. They can even do virtual consultations. They can do it. PAI. The only thing you're going to regret when you call PAI is that you didn't call sooner.
So,
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Chris Lowe coming up in about, 10 minutes to talk through some of this college football stuff that's going on. AD's meeting in the SEC. The MAC has come up with a plan on how to cut costs. Lots of things happening in the world of college football. NFL story, Jim Trotter with the story. NFL owners will vote next week on a resolution that would improve a team's draft position if it hires a person of color as head coach or general manager. Per sources, currently there are only two black general managers, four head coaches of color, matching a 17-year low. And that improvement of draft selections looks like what?
If the team hires a minority coach, the next year's draft, they will move up six spots in the third round. Hire a minority for the GM position, a team would move up 10 spots. If you happen to hire a minority for GM and coaching position, that means you would move up 16 spots in the draft. Now, there's also some caveats built into it, into this second resolution here that says teams' fourth round picks would improve by five spots in either that coach or that GM's third year. So rewarding longevity. If you do hire a minority candidate, that also sticks around for three extra years. You hire a minority assistant as a quarterback coach, you get a compensatory fourth round pick with that hire. And if one of your minority assistants gets a coordinator job elsewhere with another team, then his old team will get a fifth round compensatory pick.
615-737-1045.
That's the extent of the resolution. That's the right. The second resolution that they'll be voting on Tuesday.
Right. So if you have six minority head coaches, general managers out of 64, something needs to be done. This isn't it, though. This is a very bizarre thing. And, you know, again, sports, the ultimate meritocracy, where the merit of what you do as a coach and what you do on the field provide you with other opportunities, right? I mean, general managers want to win, so they want to hire the best guy. But clearly, if there are two general managers out of 32 and four head coaches out of 32, there's an issue. This isn't the answer, though, to me. Now, you know, we're analyzing this, and everybody's free to have their own opinion, and that's what a discussion is about. 615-737-1045. Let's go to Eddie and Antioch next up on 3HL. Eddie, what do you think?
I was going to say this. I think from a historical standpoint, while the rule may be, or at least the proposal may be extreme, everything that's ever brought change in America had to be extreme, because we had people that didn't want to change. And I'm not saying that we should do this rule. I think in the reverse, what you probably should do, if you have teams that maybe fail consistently not to at least have a one minority candidate in their pool, then maybe you take a draft pick away, or there's a fine, and that may already be in place. But I'll say this for those that are naysayers about this and talk about, you know, the NFL being a meritocracy. That's passed from the standpoint of players. We know that players can prove it on the field. But in coaching and executive jobs, just like in other parts of America, there's more perception than real hard evidence to really judge people's merit, whether they're a woman, whether they're an African-American, a Latino, or whatever. So in America, I think sometimes, to be quite fair, the blind spot of such privilege based on how we were founded and started as a country, we've come a long way. But I think many sports fans, when they see this, it makes them upset, and rightfully so. But at the same time, if there wasn't for the even how the country got started with the American Revolution, that was extreme. The Civil Rights Movement, that was extreme. And it took those kind of chances. The Civil War, those things was extreme. So we got to get out by our high horse and say, oh, that's not fair. We're punishing people for being white. We're not talking about that. We're strictly saying, as you just said, something has to be done if we're not going to do it by merit. And when we see people like Adam Gase get a second job, and we see a Jim Caldwell get fired in Detroit, and then you see Matt Patricia actually failing at the job, but we still continue to see the enemies of the world not even get an interview. That's the issue. And if you can't look at it from that factual standpoint, then you're part of the problem.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate the phone call. I agree with part of that.
Yeah. Well, I'll make this argument too, just at the end real quick of what he was saying. You see, you know, Adam Gase get another job. You see Ron Rivera fired and immediately get another job. I think the NFL as a whole, and this has nothing to do with race, I think the NFL as a whole has an issue with recycling coaches and head coaches and not giving new and younger coaches. It's gotten better, but new and younger coaches, regardless of race, new opportunities. I think that that's been an NFL problem for a while. We've seen it get better once some of those young coaches start to have some success. But I think that that's not even a racial issue in the league.
I think I think that's an interesting that's two callers now that have brought up the second job guy. And yeah. In terms of the first job, if you're a general manager, you're hiring a coach because you want him to win. If he doesn't win, you're out of a job, right? Now, the relationship aspect of what's going on in this world, I think, happens past that first job. And I think both callers that brought that up could be right, and they're onto something interesting. That's when relationships happen, and that's when the recycling happens. But, you know, in terms of the NFL, and the reason why I say sports is the ultimate meritocracy, I think this has been a huge problem, obviously, in the business world and in the corporate world forever. Minorities and women. And look, I grew up with a single mom who was an attorney, and she fought this, and I saw it every day. And in terms of pay, she wasn't getting what the other employees were getting. And that goes on in the business world. There's no doubt. Is it going on to the level in the NFL where we're going to give you draft picks to hire minorities? I don't think that's the answer. There is an answer. It's got to be well thought out. And you know, it blows my mind that, like, think back to 1990, and you were like 1 year old, but that's fine. To think that in 2020, we would still be dealing with this bull crap problem where the best person doesn't get the job, no matter what job that is mind blowing to me. And I can say that, and that's fine, but it is what it is, and we are where we are. So something needs to be done. I just don't think rewarding draft picks for this is the right way to go.
I agree. Somebody brought up a good point too. How many NFL owners of color are there out there? Could it be that it's a problem that starts at the top?
It's a great question. Yep. I mean, yeah, the answer is zero, but yes, that's a great point. Frenchie in Manchester is next up on 3HL. Frenchie, go ahead.
It's a great conversation, guys, and everyone, you're making good points, besides a couple of dud callers to start with. But, yeah, I think the first step is admitting there's a problem. I think that's where the NFL deserves a little bit of credit here. At least they're saying we understand it's still a problem, and they're trying to advance that narrative. I don't agree with the proposal put in place. I agree with Don. I think it is opportunity-based. The Rooney Rule, the spirit of the Rooney Rule is a great rule. I've thought for years it needed to be advanced to a one-for-one. You know, you interview one person, you got to interview a minority, be that a female or be that minority of race. I think that's kind of a way to go. And kind of took a little of my thunder, though, because I think this is an ownership issue, because the meritocracy argument has played out on the field. It's played out on the competitive element of things, but on the business side of things for the NFL and for sports in general, that's where we still have a problem, and it is a major problem. So how do you fix it? Draft picks, I don't agree with that, but I think that at least these conversations are happening now that we're having here today, and that's the next step in how to fix it. There needs to be more proposals come out of this, and if these conversations are had on an adult level and with empathy, then you can make progress. And so it kind of, hey, get your pencil out, write down some ideas. But I think this is a good conversation for everyone.
Appreciate the participation there. Yeah. And totally agree. I love topics like this where we can get together and have a conversation, and you can say what you want to say. We may think it's crazy. Hell, you may think what we say is crazy. Hell, we might think what each other says is crazy, but that's the whole point of this forum, right? To kind of talk through things like this. Lots of college football. Yes. lots of college football stories to get into with Chris Lowe, covers the sport for ESPN.com. The MAC has a couple of ideas to save money during the football season. We'll roll that out there. Arizona State's AD with a quote about what it would mean to not have football. Matt Jones with Kentucky Sports Radio talked about a meeting of SEC ADs. Philip Fulmer, the lone voice against bringing football players back June 1st. We'll get to all of that with Chris Lowe next. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.